This is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. I'm Andrea Seabrook here in Cleveland, and with me is
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Andrea.
Well, it is the last night, the very last night, it was, anyway, of the Republican convention. And finally, we heard from
Donald Trump.
I am your voice.
That was Donald Trump speaking on the very last night of the Republican convention here in Cleveland, Ohio. And I think, Nancy, as we work on a show about the economy and business, that maybe we should talk a little bit about the economy. Let's hear what Donald Trump had to say about the economy.
Nearly 4 in 10 African-American children are living in poverty. Another 14 million people have left the workforce entirely. Household incomes are down more than $4,000 since the year 2000. That's 16 years ago. Our trade deficit is $800 billion. Yeah, think of that. Last year alone, we're going to fix that.
Donald Trump, not so bullish on the economy right now, but here's what he said he would do about it.
I have made billions of dollars in business-making deals. Now I'm going to make our country rich again. Reducing taxes will cause new companies and new jobs to come roaring back into our country. Believe me, it'll happen, and it'll happen fast. I am going to turn our bad trade agreements into great trade agreements.
Andrew, I have to say, it did seem like the speech kind of went on forever. And if you were looking for policy proposals, he was short on that. But one thing I noticed was interesting, and that was that Trump mentioned the problem of student debt. And that actually was not in the speech. Other than that, he was pretty on message. But he said, look, you know, we've got the student loan problem, and it's a big problem.
And then there was Ivanka Trump. She was quite poised. She introduced her father, Donald Trump, and she did talk about, you know, she talked specifics. She talked about mothers. She talked about daycare, affordable daycare in the United States. And she said her father would fight for these issues as she would, which was very interesting. To turn just for a second toward next week, we will be going to the Democratic National Convention. I will be there, as well as Nancy Marshall-Genzer and Kimberly Adams, another crack reporter from our Marketplace team. So earlier, I called up Kimberly and asked her what she had found out about how much the official party platforms really matter coming out of these events, and here's what she found.
We went and asked Gerald Pomper. He's a professor of political science emeritus at Rutgers University, and he said that it actually kind of happens quite a bit. If you have a specific policy proposal, not just, you know, make America great again, but something specific, about 70% of the time, it actually translates into policy if the party wins.
As I say, it's not perfect, but 70% has always seemed to me like a pretty good number. And everybody who gets married promises to love, honor, and obey, and so on, and 50% of them end up in divorce. So only 50% of those pledges get fulfilled. So 70% seems to me like a pretty good number.
And I mean, I guess that is a pretty good number, but it's kind of hard to believe because from a distance, it all looks like pomp and circumstance and, I don't know, uselessness.
It's an alternate universe, and a universe where things that don't matter in America, really don't matter to normal Americans, they matter so much here.
But there is a little bit of crossover. In my preparing to go to Philadelphia, I found out that there's actually potentially going to be a strike of airport workers who are demanding wages of $15 an hour. And if they strike during the DNC, that's going to be quite an issue. It's also quite ironic because if you look at the draft platform for the Democratic Convention, which is supposed to be ratified during the convention, one of the major platform issues is that they think people should make $15 an hour. They want that hourly wage and, you know, there is a little bit of crossover.
Yes.
And so if indeed, as Professor Pomper said, about 70% of these specific policy platforms pass, maybe that would be one of them if the Democrats won.
That's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. She will be in Philadelphia next week, along with me, Andrea Seabrook, and
Nancy Marshall Genzer.
But Nancy, we should tell our listeners out there, we have a little bet going on.
It's a big bet.
A big bet. Okay, we have a big bet. So we're each going to play our most surprising tape for the other and figure out who smacks down the other one, whatever that means. So, Nancy, take it away.
All right. My first SmackDown entry is a guy named Mark Bossy, and I met him twice. I met him at the beginning of the week, and he was a little – actually, he was very skeptical of Trump, and he said, look, on Thursday night, I want to see specifics in that speech. And wouldn't you know it, he was sitting right behind me. The night of the speech. I looked back at him during the speech, and at times he was sort of frowning and furrowing his brow. But then he stood up and started shouting USA until he was actually hoarse. So Donald Trump definitely won him over, but he's still a little bit skeptical about trade. He still wants more specifics on trade. But man, was he caught up in the moment. Listen to him.
I got to see a Donald Trump I've been waiting to see for almost 8 months now. Not the bickering, infighting during the primary, the name calling. I got to see a president of the United States standing before me and telling me how he's going to get us back on track. I am 100% committed behind this person today.
For somebody who was not convinced, who was kind of doubtful earlier in the week, that's pretty good, I have to say. Well done. Well done bringing it here.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. What you got?
Okay, so it's my turn. My turn for the tape SmackDown, the audio SmackDown. I have two cuts of tape, and they're radically different. Let's start with a guy whose name is Justin. He did not want to give his last name. He is young. He's from the west side of Cleveland. And he has sort of a message for Donald Trump, and it's not so much like... Well, let me just play it. Here you go.
To Donald Trump, if you become president, you better use some of them billions that you're sitting on. That's what I want you to do. For jobs, whatever, healthcare, whatever. Whatever you think that's going to make America great again, as you would say, do it then.
Do it then. He just killed me. He was like, it just drove home the fact that, like, everybody's watching this election. And, you know, people here in Cleveland from all across Cleveland are saying, like, hey, Donald Trump, if you are going to be the president, you better bring it. Like he says, you better bring it. What you're saying.
Fulfill your promises.
Yeah. So what do you think? Huh?
I like it. But I want to know what else you got.
All right. I got one other thing. This guy's name is Justin Robert Young. He is an internet superstar. He's one of the hosts of the new BitTorrent News, which just launched this week. And he had some really good observations about how people feel at the conventions about Hillary Clinton and about how, you know, people who might otherwise support her are kind of feeling at this stage of the election.
So many people thought they were done with her. And even rank-and-file Democrats are just tired of defending the Clintons. It's something that, like, it was tiresome in 2000. We're 16 years on from that, and people are still having to say, well, really, though, when you look at, I mean, they're just politicians, right? Like, and I think that there is a sense among liberal and Democratic voters that thankfully they have Trump that they can say, well, we gotta keep this man out of the White House.
And no matter what you think about the Clintons, I just felt like that was really, I think he's really astute. And there's something, it's sort of like John Stewart-y, the way he's able to like turn satire into astute commentary. Justin Robert Young of the BitTorrent News Network. What do you think, Nan?
I think we have to have a rematch.
At the Democrats. Our next episode will come to you from Philadelphia on Monday, where the Democrats kick off their convention, of course. All of our coverage is at marketplace.org/insideout. Thanks this week to Katie Long and Gina Delvac, engineer Ben Tolliday, Sitara Nieves, and Eve Epstein. I'm Andrea Seabrook. I'm Marketplace's DC Bureau Chief.
And I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer, senior reporter in Washington.
And this is Politics Inside Out for Marketplace. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you on Monday. This is APM.